We are back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. Well, two state representatives today were kept quiet after the House floor leader decided that they failed to maintain decorum yesterday in the heated session surrounding that fast-moving anti-abortion legislation. One of those representatives is Democrat Barb Byram of Onondaga. She's here now to explain exactly what went down. Barb, thanks for joining us on WILS this evening.
Oh, Michael, thank you so much for having me this evening.
So you and fellow Democratic State Representative Lisa Brown were both banned from speaking today. So tell me, just what kind of a lapse of decorum were you accused of?
Well, speaking our mind, quite frankly, is why we weren't given a reason for why we were banned from speaking today. We can only assume it based on what we said yesterday during the debate, but we don't know that for sure. We also don't know how long this speaking ban will go on. So there's a lot of unknown right now. I even had people here for the Juneteenth celebration, and the leader would not allow me to even introduce them. So it's very concerning. You know, I represent the same number of people as the Speaker of the House, and it is only right that they have a voice here in the House as well.
So what is it that you said yesterday that you think may have led to this ban?
I wanted to speak to an amendment, that huge, sweeping anti-abortion legislation. I wanted to speak to my amendment, and they did not appreciate that I wanted to speak and that I challenged not being able to speak on the House floor in regards to legislation that directly impacts me, my family, and other people in Michigan, my district. Regardless of if you're pro-life or a pro-choice, women should be given an opportunity to speak on the House floor.
So what exactly did your amendment involve?
My amendment brought in vasectomies into the legislation, and it was to regulate the vasectomies just like the abortions would be regulated.
How exactly would that work, though? I mean, this was a serious bill that you were proposing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it was told to me that they were not comfortable with me saying vasectomy. And we've heard that perhaps the reason Representative Lisa Brown was sanctioned today as well is because she said vagina. We use those words properly. It's absolutely absurd that we would be banned from speaking on the House floor. And quite frankly, the Republican leadership didn't even tell us, but rather told Democratic floor leader Kate Siegel to tell at least me that I was banned from speaking.
Now, how does the ban work exactly? You're there in the House. Have you tried to speak at some point? How are they treating you?
Well, I did ask to speak through Leader Siegel. I did ask to speak to introduce my guest for the Juneteenth celebration, and I was denied that request. And rather, Representative Mark Meadows had to introduce my constituents and that were in the balcony. So I was denied the opportunity to speak and introduce those constituents.
This session revolving the anti-abortion legislation, which was passed by the House, is this as heated as you've seen any kind of debate in the House so far?
I don't know. I mean, there's been some horrible, horrible legislation that's come through this House. I'm not sure if this is the most heated debate. I believe House Bill 5711 touched many legislators, perhaps a little personally, than other bills. But they cut off debate. They didn't even allow debate. They didn't allow people to testify. Women came to committee to testify in opposition and probably even in support of this legislation. They were denied the right to testify in committee. Two women were denied the right to speak now. This is sweeping legislation that affects many women's lives, regardless if you're pro-choice or anti-choice. Women should be able to speak on this issue.
I'm talking to Democratic State Representative Barb Byram of Onondaga today. She was not allowed to speak on the House floor, banned from speaking. I mean, this is such a contentious issue. Why do you think there's movement on this mega anti-abortion bill right ahead of this election in November?
I think it's catering to special interests and the right to life. I think that Republicans needed this vote to get a certain endorsement. I think it's playing politics with women's health, and it is completely and totally unacceptable.
Although, I guess it's the kind of an issue that it'll break either way. There's certainly strong pro-choice advocates out there that that might be just as motivated to come out and vote for Democrats. How do you think this kind of an issue is going to break down? Do you think it actually will become a central part of the reason for voting in November rather than, of course, the economy?
Well, I think there are many reasons for voting in November, whether it's the pension tax, the constant attacks on our schools and our classrooms, our children, the attacks on our health. There have been many attacks and many reasons for people to go out to the polls and vote Democratic.
And in terms of what's happening with you then, so you, today you are not allowed to speak. Does that mean that you're not allowed to legislate or vote, or you're simply not about to, you're not allowed to vocalize yourself?
I'm just not allowed to vocalize, so I am voting as normal. I'm just not permitted to speak in support or opposition of any amendments, any bills, any resolutions. I'm not permitted to introduce guests that are in the gallery. It's, you know, this is not about me. This is about House District 67 and how their voices have been squashed.
Well, how have Democratic House leaders reacted themselves? Have they been supportive of you? Are they challenging Republicans on this ban?
They're very supportive of me and exercising my right to speak. And they're at a loss. I mean, we're not getting recognized on a regular basis on the House floor. I mean, constantly we're trying to challenge immediate effect or something like that, and we're not being recognized. And now they're putting a ban on speaking on two legislators today. So these are people that just, I don't know why they don't like debate. And debate is healthy. Disagreeing is healthy. But they are choosing, rather than to disagree in public, just to squash the voice of those that disagree with them. And that's unacceptable.
Finally, now you say it's unclear, you know, what the reason is for this ban on speaking. Was there an initial reaction then when you proposed this vasectomy amendment?
They didn't like the word vasectomy. I heard that rumbling, but I thought I could speak to my amendment.
I see. Oh, you actually heard other representatives in the House saying that as soon as you proposed the amendment that we don't like her saying that word here?
I had gotten word that the leadership didn't like to hear that word, which, if we're going to talk about reproductive health, I use the proper medical term. So if they're not comfortable with that word, if they're not comfortable with hearing the word vagina, then perhaps they shouldn't be regulating and legislating such women health issues.
It's no secret that many Republicans are socially conservative. Were you and other Democrats surprised to see this legislation coming around, knowing that we've already seen some anti-abortion legislation passed?
I was, and I think some of my colleagues were as well. They did their pro-life agenda. We thought we were going to work on some other things, and rather than focusing on jobs and creating jobs, they focused on abortion. When we have an unemployment rate that needs to be addressed, and we need to make sure that we are creating jobs and we are investing in our future, and rather than doing that, we were passing this omnibus abortion bill.
Well, definitely a unique and interesting situation occurring in the House. Democratic State Representative Barb Byram of Onondaga. Barb, thank you very much for joining us this evening on WILS.
Well, thank you so much.
And we'll be right back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.